Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Yvan Delaplace. I'm investment specialist at UBP, and today we are discussing how the tough start to 2022 could provide an opportunity for impact investors, especially the following key takeaway. 2022 has already witnessed some very strong trends in investment returns. Here we aim to share with you how these trends have affected the relative performance of UBP's impact and biodiversity funds, what we have been doing, our core belief that the demand for impact solution will only grow, how investors could benefit from refocusing on impact investing, some fund-specific comments. Let's start with the first section. 2022 has already witnessed some very strong trends in investment returns. In Europe, there are only four stock 600 industry sectors that have generated positive returns so far in 2022: banks, oil and gas, basic resources, and insurance. Meanwhile, areas that are more commonly associated with positive impact solution providers have struggled, for example, healthcare, industrial goods, and chemicals. For the MSCI world, these trends are similar. However, the underperformance of highly valued technology/biotechnology and similar stocks has perhaps had a greater effect. In the case of emerging markets, the situation has been more balanced due to the regulatory crackdown threatening many of the large cap index names that do not typically form part of our funds, like Alibaba, Tencent, and Meituan. Market trends have correctly acted upon the implication of the increasing hawkish commentary stemming from growing evidence that inflationary pressures are more structurally embedded in the world economy. The single biggest result of this regime change has been the alleviation of long-term pressure on some of the most unloved areas of global market, in particular banks, energy, and raw materials, all of which struggled whilst the world was artificially supported by generous monetary stimulus packages. We can continue with the second section. These trends have affected the relative performance of UBP's impact and biodiversity funds. By their nature, impact funds invest in companies whose products and services tend not to focus on the status quo, but rather those that offer future solutions to the myriad unsustainable practices that currently underpin the global economy. This focus on the future means that there are a number of characteristics which can come under pressure in a period of regime change. First, impact funds tend to be overweight in industrials, which have complex supply chains that can be disrupted in an environment of dysfunctional global logistics. Second, future solutions tend to come at higher near-term PE ratios. In a period of parallel upward pressure on yield curves, high PE stocks tend to be punished. This feature is most evident in high-growth technology names, which have been very weak in recent months. Last, when the world's politicians shift their priorities to focus on acute near-term pressures, for example energy scarcity and logistic shortage, the roadmap toward a more sustainable planet and the equities that benefit from this trend can go through a period of low popularity. Whilst our team is deeply unsatisfied with recent relative performance, it is keen to highlight the fact that many of its nearest comparable Article 9 peer group funds have also suffered from this marked underperformance. The team remains entirely focused on mitigating the market influences of regime change within the impact portfolios. The team also remains 100% focused on maintaining and developing the high-quality impact process for which it is well known. Now it's time to answer the following question. What have we been doing across all our impact funds? Firstly, thanks to a strong team focus on the macro pressure on markets, the team embarked on a process early in 2020 to address the balance of financial characteristics at fund level, ensuring we have the broadest range of types of stocks possible whilst remaining true to our impact mandate. Secondly, the reduction of exposure to early-stage or high-growth solution providers. These are tomorrow's winners, but they need to be right-sized in the portfolios for today's market forces. Lastly, a focus on operational momentum as profit warnings rise. We have increased our vigilance on our portfolio companies and their current trading performances. To conclude, the regime change in market leadership is causing a spike in volatility for many different investment strategies in different asset classes, and impact funds have not been immune. The UBP Impact team is completely focused on providing a combination of attractive financial and non-financial returns by concentrating on providers who offer solutions to the planet's many sustainability challenges. The bedrock of this is the team's core belief that the demand for this solution will only grow as governments, corporate, and consumers prioritize the transition away from the linear economy. We can only encourage investors confident in impact investing to take advantage of the current market opportunity to buy or top up their investments in the asset class. Now, I will provide you some fund-specific comments. UBAM Positive Impact Equity, PIE. During 2021, UBAM PIE was significantly repositioned towards European-domiciled companies. In this process, 8 positions were sold off completely and a number of others were substantially reduced. Of these names, 5 were either loss-making growth companies or high PE multiple companies. At the same time, 12 new names were added. With the exception of companies such as Impax and Fastnet, which are still quite highly valued compared with the market, but which fulfill important impact industrial vertical, the other 10 names trade on average at 20 times 2022 earnings. This MSCI Europe premium is largely explained by the large and relatively cheap, hard-to-own sectors for impact strategies, which includes banks, oil and basic resources. This area of the market trade on low near-term PE ratios and are the most commonly used example of value stocks. In the short term, these sectors are enjoying a cyclical acceleration in earnings growth given the substantial inflationary pressures in, for example, raw material prices. However, it is unlikely that a company focused, for example, on fossil fuel extraction will be able to generate sustainable earnings growth throughout the cycle. Additional portfolio action has been focused on 2 areas. First, portfolio sell discipline related to underperforming stocks. The team has been actively reducing the allocation to strong impact stocks with an underperformance trend rather than waiting for performance to improve. Examples in this area include Siemens Gamesa, Signify, and Christian Hansen. Second, the reduction of allocation to long duration stocks. Names in this category include Ocado, Ceres Power, and Fastnet. The 12-month forward PE for PIE stands at 22 times versus over 28 times at the start of 2021. 2022 expected EPS growth for PIE stands at 19.4% versus 11.2% for the MSCI Europe. Whilst there is some room for the index EPS growth rate to increase this year, the portfolio is attractively valued for the higher level of EPS growth. Let's speak about UBAM Positive Impact Emerging Equity, PIEE. The value index outperformed by more than 7% in 2021, and this had a negative impact on PIEE performance overall. That said, the situation was easier to manage than those of our developed market colleagues due to the fact that the regulatory crackdown in China led to the underperformance of a few large names the fund did not own, something which counterbalanced the value rally. Throughout 2021, the fund took profit on many of the best performing names in renewable energy and electric mobility as and when they reached valuation levels that seem excessive. That capital was redeployed in new names in South Korea, China, and Taiwan, whilst the approach stayed cautious on the riskier part of the EM universe such as Brazil, South Africa, and Turkey. Year to date, about 5% of the portfolio has been rotated out of our leading growth position. toward the cheaper, more cyclical names that are likely to benefit from a rebound in rates. Finally, let's address UBAM biodiversity restoration. Relative performance since launch has been hampered by exposure to a number of companies that sit within the planet-friendly diets vertical, which suffered from a combination of rapidly rising input prices and widespread supply chain and production issues stemming from pandemic-related disruption. The strategy's low exposure to information technology, the best performing sector in the MSCI ACWI during the fourth quarter as investors rewarded the visible earnings streams of large US tech companies, was also a headwind to performance. Recent portfolio action has focused on the following elements. A. Reducing the portfolio's exposure to earlier stage companies with limited earnings streams. B. Implementing a team sell discipline to reduce exposure to underperforming stocks. This has included a total exit from the Umicore holdings and a reduction of weightings in Darling Ingredients and Natura. C. Conversely, exposure to holdings which are experiencing strong underlying earning trends and where the sizing model allowed scope for greater exposure were increased. My last word today would be to say that we are convinced that this short-term setback will not dampen the attractive performance of an asset class supported by clear long-term growth driver and market flows. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com. Thank you.